Welcome to the Jasmine Star Show, where we talk about life, business, and everything on the in-between. So, as y'all might know, I am just feeling these conversations around pricing and sales and actually growing your business. It is a new year, it's new beginnings and new opportunities that have never presented themselves before. And as I've been creating podcasts and videos and blog posts, and as I've been writing about my experiences building a business, learning how to price, executing on a sales strategy, sticking to a plan, I think that it's become a place where it's retrospective. I look back at how I've grown personally and how I have made changes in my business as an entrepreneur and then the results. And sometimes I feel that I can be of myself looking back at a version of myself. And so I speak and I create to that version. And then there are things that come up that kind of shake me from the inside. So a few weeks ago, goodness, almost a month ago, my daughter went to reading time at our local library, and Luna just loves Christmas. She's probably an elf. She was an elf in another life. She's probably a little shepherd girl at baby Jesus' manger. Okay, this girl is about Christmas. And she's the kind of kid that would wear a Santa hat. And then she would wear it just like all day. She would want to sleep in her Santa hat. And she just loved looking at the Christmas tree. And everybody said, when you have a toddler, you can't decorate your tree. And Luna, she respects the tree. There are only 2 ornaments on that entire tree that she ever touched. That tree was up for at minimum a month, and she only touched 2 little ornaments, these 2 little owls, fluffy little white owls that she couldn't break. The glass, the lights, all the other fancy stuff, didn't touch it because baby girl, she loves her Christmas. Now, I haven't talked too much on the podcast about it, but we are raising Luna to be bilingual. And we have decided that there will be a heavy emphasis on Spanish in her early years because we understand when she goes to school, it will be predominantly English. And so as a result, we find ourselves speaking Spanish and then following up with the English translation. So if somebody walks in, we tell her to say hola or hello. And as we went through Christmas, we would tell her in the morning as she went over to the tree and as she looked at presents, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas. And so in her mind, she says, she walks around and she would say Santa Claus. And the crazy thing is that our daughter, she has an accent. She has an accent. So she doesn't say Santa Claus. She goes, Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Okay. Like, she sounds like my dad, you know, it's like a Spanish speaker. It's just, I love you. So going back to library time with Luna. So she's sitting there with a group of kids and she's wearing her Santa hat, and the Santa hat has reindeer, like antlers. So picture Santa hat with antlers. Like I said, Luna's extra. And so she's sitting there and then they're singing their songs. And at the end of the Christmas caroling, she turns to the boy next to her and she says, Feliz Navidad. Ho, ho, ho. And he looks at her and he's just confused. And he gives her a look and then she repeats it, but this time with a question mark. Santa Claus? Ho, ho, ho? And he looks at her and he's a little bit older and he says, what is she saying? And then Luna bows her head and she closes her eyes. And that was the first time that I saw my daughter register as being embarrassed. Oh. I can't tell you, every maternal instinct that at one time I questioned I could ever possess, make no mistake, Mama Bear roared. I wanted to jump in. I wanted to fix it. I wanted to say, listen, óyeme, niño, escúcheme. Okay, I wanted to go in and be like, let me just done translate this for you, honey. But I didn't. We went over, rubbed her back, and then we explained, Luna speaks Spanish, and in English we say Merry Christmas. Luna, can you say Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas. And it was a really good lesson. And oh, I have to tell you, it broke my heart. And I just wanted to jump in and fix it. But I do find that there is value in human emotion. What she felt was embarrassment. But if I were to take a big step back, and if my daughter was fully cognizant, now in December 2021, she wasn't even 2 years old yet, right? So she is a young, young, young child who doesn't have the capacity to understand. But if she did, I'm actually going to treat this like it's a love letter to Luna, that there were three things that I would tell her, but that I would also actually say to a business owner today. Because the embarrassment that she felt when somebody didn't understand her, I immediately, after I processed it and sat with it for a while, I was like, so many business owners feel the same way. That if people could see how we feel when we talk about our pricing or when we talk about asking for a sale on behalf of our business, and then we see that proverbial person who just says, "What? I don't understand what you're saying." And then what we want to do on the inside, the child inside of us, that childlike wonder who, when we started our business, believed that we could sell or we could set pricing, that all of a sudden, that little person inside of us wanted to bow our head and close our eyes, that we felt embarrassed almost for being misunderstood. And so the thing that I would say to Luna, the thing that I am saying to Luna, because my heartfelt dream is that she finds this podcast at some point in the future and is able to listen to her mom's voice ricocheting through the airwaves. Three things. Number one, you could say it a different way. How many times when it comes to asking for a sale is that we think this is how we ask for the sale. And then if somebody doesn't respond in the way that we want, we think, well, clearly my business sucks. I suck. My offer sucks. No, we could say it a different way. Number two, learn to speak their language. And I mean this literally, is that oftentimes we could actually find ways and nuances to change what we're saying so that it falls in their ears differently. The offer and the ask is still the same, but if we speak their languages generationally, like if you're selling to a 20-year-old and you're 60, or if you're 40 and you're selling to a 70-year-old, the language and the references, we can make hints to it and make them feel heard and understood. And then lastly, which is just my favorite, find people who speak your language. If people do not ever want to respond to your version of Feliz Navidad, that's okay. That is okay. There are plenty of people in this world who speak your language. The objective is not to become deterred, overwhelmed, or discouraged when it comes to finding them. I'm so happy that Luna experienced that. I'm so happy that I know she experienced the development of a new emotion. So I want to validate that emotion the same way that I'm validating how you feel when it comes to sales and pricing. And then I want to share what I will tell her moving forward. Say it in a different way. Learn to speak their language and/or find people who speak your language. I would love to get more into talking about sales and pricing from a real, authentic, what is happening in life and what is happening in your business. I'm teaching a live masterclass. I would love for you to sign up and join. We have 3 offerings for live classes. I would love to see you there. The best part is that I'm going to be inviting people to come on camera and we're going to be workshopping businesses. Yes, you're going to get a hot seat. Yes, we're going to go through coaching. We're going to talk about offerings and pricings and closing the sale, but specifically using social media to facilitate that. This class is entitled What I Learned Selling 7 Figures on Instagram. You can save your seat at jasminestar.com/sales. I look forward to seeing you there.